The special session is slated to start Tuesday, but House Speaker Larry Creedle wrote to lawmakers that they shouldn't expect to be in Tallahassee for long. Creedle has the authority to prevent a vote on legislation. He and Senate President Jeff Atwater have said they also want to take up the claims process during special session and thus need more lead time. Both are Republicans. But State Senator Dan Gelber, a Democrat running for Attorney General, said the Republican leadership is dragging its feet on policy solely for the sake of politics.
I'm not reading tea leaves. I mean, the problem is the Republicans in the House particularly are so incensed with their former party mate, Governor Crist, that they almost can't see straight. And the result is I think they're sort of overlooking what is good policy, which is a nearshore drilling ban. I've been in support of that for years, and I think this is probably the only time that we could pass it given the strength of the oil lobby. So I think we ought to go there and pass it, put it on the ballot, let Floridians decide. But the problem right now is that some of the Republicans in leadership are in this political vortex where they just hate the governor so much, anything he proposes, they don't want to do. They need to get over that, and they need to pass this and put it on the ballot for Floridians to make their judgment.
If a vote does take place, it would determine if voters will weigh a nearshore drilling ban when they hit the polls in November. The ban would be on the books in the form of an amendment to the state constitution. State Senator Dave Ehrenberg, a Democrat who is also running for attorney general, said a special session on the issue of drilling should also address more immediate aspects of the oil disaster.
Right, we can have some environmental rules. We can do something on alternative energy. Maybe this is the time. Maybe now we've got the momentum on our side. But I think it's a wasted opportunity if we go up there at great taxpayer expense to do one quick thing and then go home and then only be brought back again, as some want, to do the rest of it. No. If we're up there, let's do it all at once.
Earlier this week, two Republican state lawmakers proposed three laws related to immigration, including one that mirrors Arizona's extremely controversial SB 1070, for discussion during the session. Ehrenberg said the emergency legislative session should only deal with matters relating to the oil disaster.
The only thing that should be dealt with in this emergency special session should be issues relating to the BP oil spill. That's why we're supposed to be up there. All the other issues can be dealt with in our regular session of the legislature, which will begin in March.
From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.